Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
9:40 on this Wednesday morning, President Biden's fitness to serve another 4 years back in the spotlight after a seventh House Democrat publicly calls on him to end his campaign. Meantime, Donald Trump returned to the campaign trail in Florida, rallying supporters, teasing his vice presidential nominee. Let's bring in Samantha Manning from WOKV's Washington newsroom. What's the latest update there on Capitol Hill?
Yeah, so Rich, Democratic Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill of New Jersey became the latest Democrat to publicly call on President Biden to not run for re-election. She's saying the stakes are too high and the threat is too real to stay silent. Both House and Senate Democrats met privately yesterday to discuss President Biden's future within the party. And House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries said members had an opportunity to express themselves in a candid and comprehensive way, and he said those discussions would continue. And while there's now a handful of House Democrats that have publicly called for President Biden to end his candidacy, no Senate Democrat has publicly called for him to leave the race. But some are certainly expressing concerns. One to note is Washington Senator Patty Murray, who's part of Democratic Senate leadership. She released a strongly worded statement earlier this week saying that President Biden must do more to demonstrate his campaign is strong enough to beat former President Trump, adding that President Biden must seriously consider the best way to preserve his, her quote is, incredible legacy and to secure it for the future. So, certainly still many more concerns coming out from Democrats, even if they're not publicly calling for him to step down.
Here in Florida.
We're so absolute that Joe's own party now wants him to throw in the towel and surrender the presidency after a single 90-minute performance.
Trump with a rally in Doral and ahead of the official nomination coming at next week's Republican National Convention. He kind of teased and was the master of promotion again, not necessarily naming his running mate, but are we getting a better idea on how that may go and what else came up last night?
Yeah, so you're right. As we just heard, former President Trump seemed very happy to revel in the mounting turmoil surrounding President Biden when he was talking to his crowd yesterday, you know, saying the victory at the debate was absolute. He did say that he would challenge President Biden to another debate or even a golf off. In terms of the running mate, you know, he's just teasing it at this point. No word on who it will definitely be. We know that yesterday Republican Senator Marco Rubio was in attendance at the event, certainly one of the top contenders. So a possibility to tease there, but really no word yet on who he plans to select.
A golf off, huh?
Yes, exactly.
What was your favorite sport back in school? Yeah, exactly. we're going
to
do a volleyball off or a pickleball off. I mean, goodness gracious. All right. Well, we'll follow any updates that happen to come. And our You Decide 2024 team coverage continues. Sam, thanks.